So we're gonna get the ball rolling. Okay. So circus, and more importantly, circuits. But we're actually gonna start with mitzvahs, with circus in general on the psukim. Oh yeah, I need to do the share. I have to always remember to hit the share button before I switch to whatever it is I'm looking at. Okay. So if you look in the psukim in Vayikra in Parshas Hamodos, so you get the following very interesting impression. It says, "Dabro bnei Yisrael leimor b'chamisha asva yom l'chodesh hashvi'i hazeh chag l'zikot shivat yamim la'ashem." There's a chag; it's called Sukkot. "Vayom harishon mikra kodesh kol melachas avodah lo ta'asu." So you can't do melach on the first day. "Shivas yamim takrivu isha la'ashem b'yom hashvi'i." At 7 days you should bring karbanos. On the 8th day you also bring karbanos. At atzeresi, it's a plus one. Don't do any melacha. Pasuk lamed zayin. Ele moadei Hashem, asher tikru otam moadei kodesh, lahakriv ishei laHashem, olah u'mincha, zevach u'nisachim dvar yom biyoma. Okay, these are the moadim. You should, call them mikrai kodesh, lahakriv ishei laHashem. All right, to bring karbanos. That's going to be key, because it's going to help us explain something that's strange. Olah u'mincha, zevach u'nisachim dvar yom biyoma. Okay, that puzzle is very odd. Because why are we saying, in addition to Shabbos and Moed and, all these other times when you bring, and your personal Nidarim and Nidavos, which you're supposed to bring as Karbanos. And then it says, Ach, b'chamisha asar yom, l'chodesh ha-shvi'i, b'asvachem et'vuat ha-aret, tachogu et chag Hashem, shivat yamim, b'yom ha-rishon shabbason, b'yom ha-shvi'i shabbason. Wait a second. All right, two questions. One is, what's this little thing in the middle of Milvad Shabbos Hashem and your Nidarim and Nidavos, you can bring us Karbanos? And then it says, we finished Parshas Hamodos, right? We went through all the Moados, and then suddenly we go on back and say, ah, however, B'chamisha Asar Yom Lachodesh, there's an Achag. What Chag is that? That's Sukkot. But we already talked about Sukkot over here, right? Back in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, right? Ilam Moadei Hashem sums everything up. Then we have an ach that brings us back, and we say, oh, now let's talk about sukkahs. And then on sukkahs, what are you supposed to do? You should be misameach lefnei Hashem shivas yamim. V'chagosim oso chag la'Hashem. Okay? Basukos teishu shivas yamim, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukos. L'man yidu dor aseichem, ku basukos hashavtis b'nei Yisrael, b'otzitzi yasa meret nishayim, ani Hashem b'okeichem. Now the real ending of Parshas Hamodos. Okay? So what's interesting here is we had a Kiyur of the Chagim, we mentioned Sukkot, and then we finish. And then we said, oh, by the way, there's this Chag on the 15th called Sukkot, when you're Osfechem et Tuat Ha'aret, and then you should take Lulav and Esrog, and you should sit in Sukkot. Okay? So first of all, that's very peculiar. I think part of the answer is that Ela Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Otam Moadei Kodesh LaHakrid Isha LaHashem. Right, that's saying there's Chagim from the perspective or for the purpose of bringing Karbanos. Right, that's the first section of Parshas Hamodos. And Sukkot is a Moed in terms of the Aliyah L'Regel. Right, what do you do in Aliyah L'Regel? You go up to Yerushalayim, you're Omer Lifnei Hashem in the Mikdash, and you bring Karbanos. So the Moedim Ela Moadei Hashem LaHakrid Isha LaHashem. And then it adds on, don't think that these are the only times you could bring karbanos. Right? You also, ach b'chamisha, also, milvad shabbos Hashem, umlan ranos. And they're also musafin on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and your nedarim and nedavos, which you bring at all other times. Then it says there's another chag, right, which is the same date and the same time as Sukkot, but it's not a chag only of karbanos, right, not only lahakriv yishel Hashem, but it's also a chag be'asvechem et tivuat ha'aretz, tachogu chag la'Hashem shivat yamim. And there's a separate aspect of the chag. There are really two separate, or really not totally separate, but obviously two different ways to celebrate Sukkot, both of which are obligatory. There's the aliyah l'regel karbanos aspect of the chag, and then separately, there's be'asvechem et tivuat ha'aretz, where you have Sukkot in the sense of a chag that's at home, right? A chag that's related to your own home. Except that you're not supposed to live in your own home. You're supposed to live in Sukkot. Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkot. L'man Yidu Dor Seichen Ki B'Sukkot Zoshat Yisbnei Yisrael Ba'otzi Yosem Eretz Mitzrayim. Okay? Now that, obviously, we're going to have to explain. So we've decided, right, based on these psukim, and it's very explicit, that on the one hand, Sukkot has the Aliyah L'Regel component. It's one of the regalim. Separately, it's also on the, when you harvest, there's a mitzvah of lulav and esrog and of Sukkot, of sitting in Sukkot, and that is a separate mitzvah, not lahakriv yishel Hashem, but rather l'man yidu dorasichem ki v'sukkot sashavti b'nei Yisrael. Okay, so what's going on? So if we look at the Gemara in Sukkot, there's a big machlokas around the first Mishnah about the nature of mitzvah Sukkah. Right. So says Rava, what do you need in mitzvah sukkah? You need to know that you're sitting in a sukkah. It needs to remind you of the past, that Hashem was Motzi B'nei Yisrael and was Moshe of them in sukkos, like the Pasuk, right? L'man Yedu Dor Seichem. And therefore, if you can't see the sukkah, you won't be reminded. Erev Zira Amar Mehacha. V'sukkos tia litzel yoma mechorev. Ad esrum ama adam yoshev bitzel sukkah. L'mala me'esrum ama in adam yoshev bitzel sukkah elo bitzel defanis. Okay? Reb Zeir is a little interesting. He says, you're supposed to sit in the tzel of the sukkah. A sukkah is supposed to be for tzel. If you sit in a sukkah that's too high, you're not actually going to be in the tzel of the sukkah, you're going to be in the tzel of the jafanis. Okay? It's very, a little bit strange. Right? Rabbah was pretty straightforward. Rabbah says, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to remind us of something in the past. Right? So as long as you can see it, that reminds us. What's Rabbi Zera saying? What's Rabbi Zera requiring?
Shade, like the shade in the world to come. That one?
So, yeah, although, right, I mean, he based on a pasuk in the world to come, but, or not necessarily, right, that's again light in the Gemara, but right, when do you need to have the tzel? When do you need to have the sukkah phenomena? You're right. Dan's right. But like, say it a little. As opposed to Rabbah, Rabbah's talking about when? The past. Rabbi Zera requires you to be getting tzel, b'sukkos hoshavti, when? In the present. Right? Right now, you need to be sitting with tzel sukkah. You need to be sitting with tzel sukkah. Okay? Now, obviously your question is going to be, well, why? Right? Why is that so important? Rabbah is very straightforward, I think. Right? According to Rabbah, the mitzvah sukkah is to remind you of something. Right? It's a remembrance. It's something that you go back and you say, oh, right, when we left Mitzrayim, you know, God was Moshe of us in sukkos, and then remember that, it's something to remind you of stuff. Right? It's a little bit like Kriya Shema. Why do we say Kriya Shema? Right? Mitzvah Zechira. In a certain sense, Reb Zera, on the other hand, is a little bit more like the mitzvah we talk about by Leil Seder, which is, right? Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, where you're supposed to relive it. You're supposed to be feeling the Tzel Schach. You're supposed to actually be in the Tzel of the Schach. The question is, though, why? Why is that so important? And also, where is he getting that from? Right? What's his basis for that? We'll continue quickly, and then we'll get back to that. So he says, no, if you take away the mountains, then you have sale of the schach. The Rava Amar Mehacha Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim Amra Torah Kol Shivas Yamim Tzei Midias Kava V'Shev B'Dias Arai. Says Rava, the point is, you're supposed to be sitting in a Diras Arai. Right? You need to live in a temporary dwelling. Abai asks, wait a second, but you could make it a permanent dwelling if you wanted. So he says, yeah, but it has to be, you know, capable of being that way. Okay. Let's look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi says, "Lamani yedu asay sukas sukah sheshivasani keres l'cha." It has to be clear to you. It has to remind you. Diksiv yedu ki b'sukkos tushavti sivisi leishev. Right, he says, really, the point is, it's supposed to remind you. Okay, as if it's lamala me'asrim, then for Rava, whom he says it's going to be keva, then it's going to be keva. Right, you need it to be arai. What's going on? So I think, right, clearly, what's Rava's pshat? Right, this is like the more famous, I think this is the more famous of all of them. Rava and Rava are the two, I think, most famous, although I don't think they're actually the most, they're the two most famous explanations in terms of how we generally think. Right, we either think of Sikkos as a reminder, it's similar to Pesach, and that it's supposed to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that Hashem, in the Midbar, right, surround us with an Ani HaKavod. Right. Rava is going for what other famous drasha?
Arai.
Exactly, Arai. And what about Arai? What's like coming to counteract? What's it coming to point out?
I think that if it's too big, then I guess it's not Arai.
Yeah, I'm saying, why is it so important? Why?
The Chagos Pachem aspect of Sukkot that you're in that you're going from a permanent dwelling to a temporary one, just because as a reminder of the fact that Lo Kochim Bo'otzim Yadi, that whole thing.
Exactly. Very good, right? The Psukim, there are two different things that jump out of you in the Psukim when telling you that you have Chagos Sukkot. In the Ach, right? One is Basav Chemet Tvuat Dafka in the harvest, and then, which is very much in the present, and then you have several, and you have to do it because Luman Yididor Osechem. Okay? So you have two different approaches that you can deal with that. You can either split Basav Chemet Tvuat Ha'aretz, connect that to Vilakachtem Lechem, the mitzvos of the Dalet Minim. Right? Dalet Minim are a way of really appreciating the entirety of the Teva that God has provided for us, right? So during the harvest, we actually go and take from all of the bits of the Teva that we didn't plant, that we didn't actually cultivate, and appreciate their importance. And then, separately, there's another thing that we also do. There are really three components, which is, and that's Luman Yedidor Osechem, which is Sukkah, right? So you have the Aliyah L'Rego component, you have and then you have Luman Yedidor Osechem. And I think that's how Rava would cut it up. Rava, on the other hand, would say no. Basvachem etvuat ha'aretz is when you finally have, brought in all of your wealth. You've really successfully planted and sown and harvested everything. We're worried about kochi ve'otzem yadi. So what you do is you go and you acknowledge, the breadth of the Teva that God has provided. With Dalet Minim, and then the Chagosim Chag LaHashem Basukos Teshuv Shivas Yamim, right? You go and you leave your house and you go into your Dira Sarai. You acknowledge that really, everything is not Kochi De'otzim Yadi, and that that is beyond. Really, ultimately, everything comes from something beyond you, right? L'man Yitzur Asechem Kibasukos Shabti Esbnei Yisrael Ba'otzis Ha'meret Mitzrayim is perhaps also an element, but I think that could be dafka part of the anti-kochi ve'otzem yadi component, right? Really, you're asvachem et tivuat ha'aretz, and not only that, but you also need to remind yourself why dafka diras arai, because we need to remind ourselves that b'sukkos hashavti et bnei Yisrael ba'otzis yusam eretz Mitzrayim, in the midbar, what were we living off of? Right? Nothing, right? The nanei akavo, the man, our clothing were provided by God. It's a reminder that, it's very nice to say, oh, really everything comes from God, and really, without doing any of this work, if God wanted, God would give this to us, and we're just supposed to do our ishtabos. But it's harder to internalize that. How do you internalize that? So one of the ways is because we remind ourselves that that's exactly what God did to us in the Midbar, right? We relied and we lived entirely off of God's largesse. Okay, so far we have two very, very compelling, I think, explanations for Mitzvah Sukkah. And I think also both of them acknowledge the importance of the other on some level. The question is, as Rashi points out, that why would Rabbah reject Rava? Mishum koshi d'abaya. Da'asa mechitza shel barzel, v'shinu yalo mashmalu, holo v'kra lav dafka rainaka. Lo yafina minei shi'ura. It's a very nice idea, but that's not the main point of Sukkah. Okay, what's our problem? What shita doesn't yet really fall into place? Reb Zera, right? What did Reb Zera say? Reb Zera said, "Mehacha v'sukkah tia l'tzel yomah mechorev ares from amadim yoshev b'tzel sukkah." You have to be sitting in the tzel of the schach, otherwise you're not doing the mitzvah properly, right? And if it's high enough above you, you're not really sitting in the schach. You don't feel the tzel of the schach. So if we look at the psukim in Yeshayahu, what does it say? Bayomo yetzemach Hashem l'tzvi v'kavod pri haaretz v'gaon u'tferes v'pleitas Yisrael v'yahan nishar b'tzion v'nathar b'shalayim kadosh yamar lo kol ha'kasuv l'chayim b'yushalayim v'chatz Hashem etz, okay, he's going to clean it off b'nei Yisrael. V'ra Hashem al kol machon har tzion v'al mikra'eha anan yomam Va'ashan v'noga ish lahava laila, right? Remind us of the Amud Anan v'Amud Eish in the Midbar. Ki al kol kavod chupa. V'sukat yelet zel yoma mechorev u'lumachse u'lumistor mizerem u'lamatar. Says Rada, ki al kol kavod chupa. Perosh al kol kavod batei Yerushalayim chupa. Kolomar ki ye kavod Hashem chofef alehem anan b'yom v'ish b'layla. Hashem is going to be chope alehem, right, and cover them like the Amud Anan and the Ish in the Midbar. Okay, so what have we said? So what do we have from this? The Makor of Rabbi Zera is a Makor where Hashem basically says, and we had this in the Gemara as well, if you remember, that Hashem will be chopeh aleinu like a chupa. He will protect. He will, but basically, be mechapeh aleinu. Right, what's that remind us of? We're learning again. But in Kiddushin, right, there's chuppah and Kiddushin. Right, what is chuppah, right? Kisa lebesa. Okay, so that's already something interesting. And number two is we saw the Zera wants you to feel the tzel of the schach. And we have this lashon here in Yeshaya, where she's learning from, of chuppah. Okay? Now here's, I think, the kicker, and I think it brings things together very nicely. Okay. What does the where do we learn the minimum shear of a sukkah from?
Never in the one.
Pardon? Someone said something, but it came out.
We learn it from it's machlok. There's a three-way machlokas whether it's dalad by dalad, amos zayin by zayin, tochim or sheish by sheish tochim.
Yeah, sorry,
either
height-wise.
Oh, never mind. That's.
Okay. Yeah, that's good, but height-wise, because that help, height-wise is what helps me here.
Okay.
Well, we try from the Aron HaKodesh. I don't think it ends up working in the end.
Yeah, it does. That's actually where we learn it from. We learn out the height of a minimum sukkah from the Aron HaKodesh. Okay, and even better is v'she'ina gavoh asar tzvachim minalan itmar rav rabbi chanina rabbi yochanan rabbi chaviva masnu. Okay, fine, skip that. Aron Tisha, Kapores Tefach, Harekan Asara. The Ksiv, Vinodati Lachasham, Vidibarditcha me ala Kapores, Vitanya Bios Yomer, me olam loyar da Shina lamata me asara tvachim. Why? Because the Shaman Shaman Hashem, Varasan Havi Adam, loyar da Shina lamata, Vchula, and gives through cases of, wait a second, but it sounds like it did. What do I care? What's that? My kesher, right? I asked you a question. I say, how big does the sukkah need to be? What should your answer be? There are lots of different ways you can talk about, like how big a sukkah needs to be, right? Well, you don't.
If this
say
is the best parallel for a sukkah.
If they, well, my car is 10 tefachim, right? Or you don't say, well, how big does the sukkah need to be? Well, you know, like the first supercomputer was like 20 by 15. My cashier, right? It's very.
Come inside the sukkah.
Okay. I'm like, that's nice, but where, you know, where are you coming from? It's like, that's good. Dan's onto something, right? So, so one way to explain it, yeah. So Ari was about to say something.
If the whole point of the sukkah, or like at least a pirush for the sukkah, is like Hashem Shechina on top of us, then we need our sukkah at least to go to the Shechina. The Shechina doesn't go lower than 10 tefachim. That means the sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim.
Exactly. I think that's exactly it. I think that's totally the explanation of Reb Zera. I think it's very mechudesh, but I think that's actually what he's going for. Right? Says the Gemara in Sukkah. Yeah, right? Ki b'sukkos hashavti b'nei Yisrael, anamei kavod hayu. Divrei Reb Elazar, Rabbi Akiva omer sukkos mamash asu lehem. Okay? One, their machlokas are sukkos, actual sukkos, or anani hakavod. Rabbi Akiva omer, in sukkos elo anani hakavod, shenamar, ubra Hashem es machon har tzion ba'al mikra eha anan yomam, noga esh lahava layla, ki al kol kavod, chupa. Right? It's anani hakavod. If it's an anayah, ain't li ela l'shavar, la sublavu minayin, tam ola mar v'sikot yel, etzal yomam echarev. Right? This is the pasuk, that's the makor for Rabbi Zera as well. This is also the makor for sukkos are anani hakavod. If we want the anani hakavod, if we think that, you know, the sukkos in the midbar are anani hakavod, and Rabbi Zera thinks that the point of the sukkos is not simply that we're remembering it, but that we're having those anani hakavod right now, then what? What's really happening? Right? The idea, I think, is that, fundamentally speaking, according to Rabbi Zera, the point of building your sukkah is that you are yotze mei beischa, and you are building a tabernacle, Feast of the Tabernacles, right, for Hashem. You are actually moving in to Heichal Hashem. You're building a sukkah. You're moving into a, not a diras arai, says Rabbi Zera. You're actually moving into, right? On the one hand, shifti beis Hashem koi mechayai, but you're now on sukkah, it's being mevaker beichalo. If the anani akavod, right? If sukkos are anani akavod, and anani akavod, right, are supposed to be something that is the sukkah teal itself yomam. What's the objection right now? Right, what's the objection to Reb Zera? The sukkah teal itself yomam is lasid lavo, right? But if it's not lasid lavo, and it's right now, then what are we talking about? We're saying that right now we're going into our sukkah so that Hashem, so that we could, right, go and live in the chupa, in a dira, which is Bershus Hashem, with the Shechina, with the Anani HaKavod. So, on the one hand, Rabbah talks about sukkahs are to remind us of the sukkahs in the Midbar, right? And Rabbah says that it's to remind us that Adira Sarai, it's not Kol Chivei Otzem Yadi. Says Reb Zera, no. You're actually moving out of your house, and you're moving into Beis Hashem for the week. Now, what's very interesting, what do you have at the end of sukkahs, which you don't have at any other chag? Shmini Atzeres. Why do we have Shmini Atzeres? What's the mashal everyone gives? Right? Hashem says, oh, I can't bear to have you leave. I mean, he could barely leave, have us leave by Sukkot, by Pesach, he could bear to have us leave by Shavuos. But the answer is that we literally moved into, right, into his house for the week, right? We are on the all year round, right? We want to make our homes, we want to make our lives Beis Hashem. So I think it's really the idea of LeDavid. Right, that shifti beis Hashem kol yomei chayai, we can turn our own homes into beis Hashem, right? We bring God into our lives. But on sukkahs, we're mevaker beheichalo, right? We build a sukkah based on, right, the aron, because we want Hashem to be shoreh his anani akavod and his shechina on it. We live there, right? We make that our home for a week, right? We are mevaker beheichalo, and then obviously the Shmini Atzeres, because after that close relationship, which is Mimshal to a chupa, right? There are lots of mishalim that compare anani akavo, the sukkah, to a chupa, right? Which is knisa lebeiso, knisa lershuso, moving, right? The home idea of marriage, right? That they're actually one household. So we are living in a Heichal Hashem with Shechinas Hashem, or the Shechina is shore on our sukkahs, and where that's we're actually spending time with Hashem in the sukkah, which is, I think, A, just a beautiful idea. And number two is it just gives a very different, much deeper meaning to Chag HaSukkos. And also even just all the technical details of how you build a sukkah, right, and the process of building a sukkah is you're actually, in a certain sense, right, building a mishkan, which is also probably why Sukkot is called the Feast of the Tabernacles. Probably. Either that or, you know, just because it sounded really cool. But the idea that your sukkah is, in a certain sense, actually, you know, actually a mishkan, it's actually levaker beheichalo of Hashem, I think is something that that's very powerful. And I think that's why there's this mitzvah of just sitting and hanging out in the sukkah. Right? Being metayel b'sukkah is part of the mitzvah of sukkah. Because right? Very simply being in the presence of the Shekhinah and being nenem yizev Shekhinah is actually part and parcel of what we want to do with our lives in general. So during the year, obviously, we need to make our lives a shifti b'es Hashem. We need to bring the Shekhinah into our lives. But here, we actually go and are invited, kibiyachol, into Heichal Hashem, and we live in the sukkah with the Anani HaKavod from. So everyone today should have an amazing continuation of sukkahs and continuation of Kiyum Mitzvah Sukkah. And I'm looking forward to continuing with Shir on October 7th. I'll see you all there. And really just enjoy the remaining days of sukkahs. And Sheiti Beis Hashem, Koyim Echayai. But we should also enjoy the Levaka Be'echala that we can enjoy this week.